It's 20 minutes after the hour. I'm Rebecca Neighbors, Radio Connection Live 2020 News. Chad Mitchell joins 94.5 Cool FM to serve as co-host in mornings alongside Maria Knight. There is so much to be excited about. First, I'll be staying in Phoenix, a city that I love. Most recently, Mitchell was morning show co-host executive producer at KESZ, one of the iHeart media stations in Phoenix. I get to wake up and work with Maria and producer Abe, who are two fantastic personalities. On top of that, I also get to work with Tim Richards and Dave Pugh on the best morning show in Phoenix. I couldn't ask for anything more. Mitchell's previous experience includes stints at WPLJ in New York, WLUP and WLS in Chicago, WDRQ, WKQI, and WDTW in Detroit. He got his start at CBS Radio's WBBM in Chicago as an associate producer on the station's morning program. 92.3 WIL St. Louis named Scott Roddy PD. Hubbard Radio St. Louis has announced Scott Roddy as its new PD for 92.3 WIL. Roddy most recently spent 3 years programming Saga Radio's cluster in Bellingham, Washington. Prior to that, he served as Entercom's and previous owner Oasis Radio's program director in Indianapolis from 2005 to 2013. Commenting on his new position, Scott Roddy says, "I've worked for 25 years in radio toward this moment. I am honored to be a part of the legendary 92.3 WIL and its tradition of excellence." Roddy adds, "Hubbard's reputation for being the finest operator in the industry under the guidance of Ginny Morris, Drew Horowitz, and especially St. Louis market manager John Kijowski made this a humbling, once-in-a-career opportunity." With the phrase that's beginning to sound cliche, it was another big night for Taylor Swift at the 58th annual Grammys as the reigning pop queen took home and Pop Vocal Album of the Year honors. In grabbing the Album of the Year award, Swift becomes the first woman to ever win the award twice. Uptown Funk's Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars snagged honors for Record of the Year and Best Pop Duo Group. Ed Sheeran also took home double honors with the Song of the Year and Best Pop Solo for Thinking Out Loud. One of the night's other big winners was Kendrick Lamar, who won Best Rap Album, one of four honors in the rap category. Alabama Shake's Chris Stapleton also walked away with statuettes, and Meghan Trainor was named Best New Artist. In addition to last night's winners are the tributes to Glenn Frey, exquisitely performed by Jackson Browne, who co-wrote Take It Easy with Glenn Frey, and other performance tributes to Maurice White and David Bowie. Stevie Wonder and Pentatonix performed That's the Way of the World in tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire's White, and then there was Lady Gaga's stunning tribute to the late David Bowie. Westwood One News this previous week exclusively simulcasted CNN's back-to-back GOP town halls in South Carolina. All six remaining Republican primary candidates appeared over the two nights. Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio debated in Greenville for this past Wednesday's primetime broadcast. On Thursday night, Donald Trump, Jeb Bush, and John Kasich appeared in Columbia, South Carolina for their debate. CNN's Anderson Cooper was the moderator for both events, giving voters the option to watch it on TV or listen to it on the radio. Just ahead of much more music and stimulating radio talk with Tim O'Connor, I'm Rebecca Neighbors, RCL 2020 News.
CKLW.